Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Jesus said, "In an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." In today's message, Pastor Joel concludes the teaching series entitled, "Are You Ready?"
So it's fair to say that this entire planet belongs to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now then, let's go to another verse. Let's go and see what the Word of God says in 1 Peter 2:9. This is one that we like to talk about. We like to speak on this one.
1 Peter 2:9. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 2:9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
But you are a chosen generation. Huh. You are a chosen generation.
Well, we like that, don't we?
I love it. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. I feel special
don't
already.
Don't you feel special?
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful scripture. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Now, if God considers us to be all that, as they used to say, in a bag of chips. I know that's old, but I'm a baby boomer. If he considers us to be all that, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, do you think the Lord is going to just stand by and let us do as we please? Mm-mm. Think about it. I don't think so. This text goes on to say that we're his own special people, which means that the Lord has ownership over us. Do you get that? He has ownership over us. I should say he has complete ownership over us. That's what it's saying. Therefore, we exist for the sole purpose of being used by God and in the manner in which he decides to use us. That's what it's saying. Think again how the Lord must feel. Think about the fact that he has created the human race, yet the human race doesn't have the decency to obey nor acknowledge the one who created them. How long can that go on? The human race is out of place, okay? God has put us here.
Yes.
And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing today. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing now. The God of creation has a way of compelling us, vigorously persuading human beings to comply with his desires. That's right. Says he'll never force you, he doesn't have to. Sooner or later, you'll run to the Lord.
Yeah.
Again, using the parent example, a well-meaning father or mother might tell his child to do a certain chore or to cease behaving a certain way. And if that child ignores them, then, well, that well-being mother or father, of course, is going to be forced to turn up the intensity of their command or their request. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I'm here to tell you, that's exactly what's going on with this COVID-19 pandemic. The Lord is using this as a tool, as a lever, okay, in order to ratchet human beings worldwide and into place. That's what he's trying to do. He's using this as a leverage to ratchet us into place.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to be taken out of place before he puts you in place. You got to be taken out of that improper place where you've been before he puts you in just right. You see what I mean? You ever tried to screw a top on a jar of mayonnaise? You try to, and it doesn't really line up, and you can't really screw it on right until you got to take it off and screw it on right. Well, we need to be screwed on right.
Oh, hallelujah.
We need to be screwed on right so we don't stay screwed up.
Hallelujah.
Does that make sense?
Hallelujah.
That's what he's saying, okay? And again, I said, thank God for God. I said, thank God for God that he's saying, can you hear me now? Are you paying attention now? Are you ready? I thank God that he's saying that. That means he's giving us a second chance, folks.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what it means. Now, some human beings may think they're in charge, but the only ones that think that are the ones who don't know God. There are people out there that are atheists and agnostics, and they believe in evolution or some big monkey up there, and maybe everybody else, relatives. I don't know what they might think, but I just know that there's one true God. Wow. And those people who don't know God might, that means they don't know the one true God. I heard about a man who gets all over TV saying that he is a, what is he? Not agnostic.
Atheist.
He's an atheist and he doesn't mind going to hell. Well, I guess he's been there before, huh? It's like when you go to Mississippi or, oh, I go to Florida all the time. I don't mind being in Florida. Well, I don't think that poor man knows what hell is about.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And I pray that he understands because he ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, so I'm saying that people that don't know God think that they're in control and they can live their lives the way they want to, which is not the truth. Those who know God know that he is in control of all things. So if we learn anything from all the history of this world, we ought to know full well that mankind has misbehaved from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
from the very beginning. I don't think we have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden to find the recorded history of that. In fact, I know we don't. But just for the sake of clarity, because there may be some folks on here who don't understand, let's just go to Noah's time. Let's go to Genesis. And I'm going to ask Pastor Ali's help me again. Genesis chapter 6. And if you would read for us chapter 6 of Genesis, verses 11 through 13, please, Pastor.
Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 to 13 says, mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 1 second. This is in Noah's time. I just want to
set the stage
here. This was in Noah's time, and when the Lord had come to Noah. Okay, Pastor, thank you.
Okay, Genesis, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Does that not sound familiar?
Mm.
So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 tells us, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me,
mm-hmm.
for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor. Obviously, the people of the earth were so unapologetically violent. They were so unapologetically evil. They were consistently being corrupt,
mm-hmm.
at that early stage. So much so that the Lord God sent a flood to cover the whole earth. And he destroyed not only man, but what I want you to look at is that the Lord said he was going to destroy all flesh.
Mm.
All flesh. Pastor, take us to verse 17 in that same chapter. We didn't get to that one.
Genesis 6, 17.
Yeah. It read what it says in 17.
And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth,
mm-hmm.
to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die.
Amen. Thank you. Here's the Lord. That's the Lord speaking. He says, and behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh. In which there is the breath of life, everything that is on the earth shall die.
Mm. That's God's.
Now that sometimes, you know, you read something, then you let it go, and that's why the word of God is living and powerful.
Mm.
How many times have we read that? He said mankind had become so corrupt, yet he's destroying everything. Everything on the earth. Everything on the earth. Have you ever thought about that? Why? Why everything? Huh? Why everything on the earth? If mankind was bad, get him. Why not everything? I mean, why everything? Mm-hmm. Well, we may not know all the answers, but we do know the pervasive nature of sin, and this points to it. We know that man was given dominion over animals, the beasts of the field, the plants, the birds. They were all placed under his hand. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surely we know that a person's sinful behavior can contaminate other people. Can it not? And yes, even in some, depending on the sin, it can even contaminate animals. How many people do you know? Watch this. How many people do you know that own pit bulls? And they taught the pit bull to attack because of his game nature, not knowing that the dog is one of the smartest dogs you can own. But if you take that smartness and you train him the wrong way through the hands of man, and you breed him the wrong way from the hands of man, you've just now created a weapon in a dog. And now the whole pit bull species is looked at as being attack dogs. Because man put his hand in it and he said, we run to sin. We run to evil. And we take that dog and we put chains around his necks with spikes and we breed him and make him fatter and fatter. And you walk down the block like you got a loaded weapon, which you do. This is another example of why God said, I'm getting rid of everything. Everything man put his hands on. Everything he's tampered with. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little sin goes a long way. A little mold in your soul grows your soul even worse than it was in the beginning. It touches other people. It's like a cascading wave when you throw a pebble into the ocean and it just spreads out and you see the ripples on down the line. So God said, I'm getting rid of everything.
Everything.
Sinful behavior can contaminate people. But the point is, we serve a holy God who does not intend to let unbridled sin spread. He's not going to do that. Watch this. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Joshua 7. Let's go to the Old Testament. Joshua 7.
Joshua 7, verses 24
and 25.
Then Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan. Mm-hmm. Took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge, gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, they brought them to the valley of Achor. Mm-hmm. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. What we have in that scripture, if you don't know, if you're not familiar with it, that was a man named Achan who sinned against God. And this was how God dealt with that sin. Because he was within God's people. He was amongst God's people. Mm-hmm. And we see that Achan was stoned to death because his sin caused many to die. It caused many. They had a battle. And many Israelites were killed. And Joshua went to the Lord and said, why has this happened? Why have you allowed this? And the Lord said, there is one among you who sinned. You see how one person sinned and thousands died. Now, Achan was stoned to death. And not only that, but his family, his animals, his livestock, even his possessions, all were burned and buried under rocks and rubble. And what flashed in my mind this morning when I was going over this with the Lord and he was feeding me this word, what flashed in my mind was the fires that we've seen lately on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And in Australia, where these innocent animals are being burned. Mm-hmm. The little koala bears and the deer and the antelope and everything else. And they're being burned and they, along with man's possession, his million-dollar homes and down in L.A. and in Australia. All these possessions were burned and left under rubble. Just like in Joshua. We can't afford to keep sinning before God. Okay? We can't afford to keep sinning before God. And back in Joshua 7, these people were under the care and control of this man Achan, who had sinned before God. One man was responsible for the death of so many. Surely this is Old Testament. And people say, well, that's Old Testament. And that doesn't, well, I don't know if that's, if you can compare that to what's going on today. I mean, I just don't know. Well, you may not, but that's why you need to read the Bible, and the Bible will show you, okay? Beyond the shadow of a doubt. It's very relevant in the eyes of God and in the eyes of his people, for we serve a holy God. He frowned on sin then, and he frowns on sin now. Simple as that. And let's move up. Let's move up to the New Testament and see what it says. For all those who think the Old Testament is obsolete, let's see what it says in the New Testament. Okay, let's go to the book of Romans, and let's go to Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 22.
Romans 8, 19 to 22 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to fertility, and not willingly, but because of him, the subject it and hope. Because of him who subjected it in hope. Mm-hmm. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption and to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Mm-hmm. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now."
Amen, amen. Thank you again, Pastor. All right, here again, we get the understanding that all of God's children, all of God's creation stands in futility, groaning and laboring with birth pangs, waiting to be delivered from the corruption of sin. That is what this is saying. The whole creation, all the plants, all the birds, your animals. Keep talking to your plants. Keep saying, "Oh, little plant, let me water you today." They're depending on you. They're depending on man. They're waiting for us to be delivered, us troublemaking folks. All of creation, it says, laboring with birth pains, waiting to be delivered from the corruption of sin. No doubt, sin is just like mold, and it spreads. Amen. So God is allowing us to see how our sins have covered the earth. He's showing us that our sins have covered the earth by allowing this deadly pandemic to cover us. Mm-hmm. As it covers the earth in that same manner. Do you see how this pandemic spread? Just like our sin spreads. Do you see how sin from one person or two people or three people become a gang of people, and there's that sin starts spreading? Huh? Do you see how one person gambles, another person gambles, another person gambles, and then the sin starts spreading and everybody loses out? Do you see that? Do you see how when one person becomes immoral, and one person starts fornicating, and one person goes outside of the marriage, and other people come in, and other people come in, then you have an orgy of sin? Do you see that? We have an orgy of sin spiritually.
I see it.
Do you see how we start cheating, and one car company cheats you, and another car company cheats you, and they raise their prices, and now you can't buy a car? And do you see how sin spreads? Do you see how right now in this pandemic, you try to find an N95 mask, and it for used to cost 75 cents or a dollar, now you can't get one for less than $7 or $8? Do you see how sin spreads? Even in the midst of death, even in the midst of destruction, you still have companies wanting to make money off of you when they know that you are dying.
Yes, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Sin has covered the earth.
Yes.
Sin covers the earth because a man and God is allowing the pandemic to cover mankind as it covers the earth in that same manner. Question is, how to survive it?
How to survive it?
Are we ready? Are you ready? I'm speaking of the entire world, the entire human race. Your money don't mean a thing. Your success no longer means a thing. Your power to command conferences doesn't mean a thing. Your wealth, your oil doesn't mean a thing.
Yes.
Your diamonds, rubies, pearls don't mean a thing. Your billions and trillions don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
God has allowed this for a reason. We've got to face this situation and ask ourselves that very important question. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Now, as I begin to close out, let me say that while we can applaud the research and the advancement efforts mankind is making to try to corral and stop this deadly virus, the world should, above all things, heed the advice. We should heed the advice, okay, given by experts concerning this pandemic. We're going to respect that. We should do that. They're trying to do the right thing, okay? Social distancing, washing up, being prudent to do these things. Young people, wake up. Stop wake hanging up. Out with each other.
Yes.
If you want to hang out tomorrow, you better stop hanging out today.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
I'm telling you like a parent. But the world should heed the advice given by experts concerning this pandemic. But even more importantly, the world must heed the advice given by the one who has allowed this pandemic to be sent in the first place.
Amen.
Okay? And that's God. For God is the only one who can truly bring this thing to a halt and restore our lives to some semblance of normality. Okay? But we all must repent. When I say all, I mean all. This world must repent. Okay? Non-believers must now repent. It's time to come to Christ.
Amen.
Also, those faking in the church must repent. False leaders, prosperity preachers, those preaching God's word in the light while living immoral lifestyles in the night. Yes, in the dark, must repent.
Must repent.
Whether your church is mega or whether it's minor, you've got to repent. If the shoe fits, you must repent.
Yes.
Okay? Churches that profess to follow Jesus, yet embrace homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, abortion, must repent.
Must repent.
Mm-hmm. Those who were called by God but have walked away from God for a little fame, a little adoration offered by the little g god of this world, you must repent.
Must repent.
There are many, even in the gospel music sector, the Christian music circles, singing God's praises to millions, yet practicing immoral lifestyles, which God has labeled to be abominations, must repent.
Must repent. Must repent.
For God is not mocked.
Yes.
What a man or woman sows, surely that they shall reap. That's what the word says. They shall surely reap.
Amen. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians 6:7. It's time to repent and turn from our wicked ways. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page. at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is